Thank you so much. I'm not going to bring a message, Lynette, and I've talked about that in days gone by. And I do want to read. In Hebrews chapter 11, we have what's called the Hall of Fame of Faith. These are soldiers. They were soldiers of the cross. And they honored by their life the one who came to give his life. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I did not come to be ministering to minister and to give my life a ransom. He came into this world, the Lord Jesus Christ, to suffer and bleed and die. And he said, as a ransom, that is to pay what was necessary to redeem us, to buy us back out of the bondage of sin. He paid all of our sin debt on the cross. He suffered, bled, and died. And because of that death, we can be born again by the grace of God. And so we meet and celebrate on the Lord's Day, his death, burial, and his resurrection. And I came out to pray by the cross last night, and I was thanking the Lord for the men who died, for the women who died in all of the history of America. I believe with all my heart that God established this nation. And out of this nation has gone the gospel as no other nation on earth. We've sent more missionaries around the world in days gone by than any other nation on earth. We spread the gospel around the world, established churches and schools and hospitals around the world in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all those things are because of his coming to give his life a ransom to die for us. And then as I was thinking and praying around the cross, I said, but he arose and he came back to life. And I said, those men have not arisen yet. Those women have not arisen yet. But the Lord reminded me, but they are alive. They didn't get to come home. Those who knew the Lord, as Lynetta mentioned a while ago, maybe they didn't get to come home to be with their family, and they didn't get to be fathers or whatever, or see their grandchildren. But they are alive right now, because in Christ, when you're born again, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And in Hebrews is this long chapter about the people of faith. And it says in verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises and having seen them, but seeing them afar off, and were persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth, and that they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they'd been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. And I'm thankful for those who gave their life who knew the Lord, that they left us to go be in a place called heaven. They had not yet seen the promise of the city so far as the Jews were concerned, and that day is yet to come. But they were taken into heaven. And then in the latter part of this verse, he goes on and he talks about all those and what could be said more. He said about all of these people who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promise, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the fiery darts, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others, having trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment, they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute and afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves. These all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Paul, I believe, wrote the book of Hebrews, and he talked about these faithful soldiers of the cross who never saw the kingdom established, but it's coming one of these days. But God had another plan. He had a city whose builder and maker is God, and they had a city to go to. And so too, every one of us who trust the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm blessed, and we rejoice in the freedom we have today as we remember men and women who paid that ultimate sacrifice. But for me and you who know the Lord, our ultimate tribute is to the one who loved us and died for us and gave us everlasting life. And because of that, our friends and family who went on to be with the Lord, even in military conflict, left a world of sorrow and sin and entered to a place of joy and peace for all eternity. And the best thing about it is, Paul said they died not receiving all that they had looked for, but God had some better thing in mind, that they without us should not be made perfect. What a blessing to know that those military men who had wives back home with families that they left and died, that they one day will be able to be joined with all their family. The Lord Himself should descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And they which are alive and remain shall be caught up together and meet them in the clouds. What a family reunion that's going to be. And then to be forever with the Lord, a blessed thought for those who know the Lord. As you celebrate and remember the sacrifice of all of our military on Monday and the rest of this day, I know in your heart as I do, you rejoice for the fact that these men and women who knew the Lord are not gone out of our sight forever, that we'll get to be with them again. And do as Lynette has already challenged us, pray for all of our military personnel and for folk in this community and around the world, that everyone might come to know Christ, that they might live in that better country whose builder and maker is God. Would you bow with me for prayer this morning? If you're in this building or in the media audience anywhere, I would say to you this morning that salvation is made a free gift to you through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your salvation is totally dependent upon Him, and He's paid the sin debt. He cried on the cross, "It is finished." And now, though the wage of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'd encourage you here in the building and in the media audience right now to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Call on Him while He's near. Ask Him to come in your heart, forgive you of your sin, and to save you. Lord, we thank You today that salvation's real. Thank You, our Father, for the wonderful program that Miss Lynette and those who've helped her once again have presented. And Lord, our hearts have been stirred. We remember with fondness and with love and with great, Lord, thanksgiving for all those who've served and who now do serve. Help us to be ever mindful to keep them in our prayers and for their families well. Lord, we pray now that You bless all of our church family. Watch over and care for them, bless them, give them a wonderful rest of this day and Memorial Day on Monday. And we'll thank You and give You praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.